The saying is that after you dig down 6 feet, you're right, supposed to stop digging. Now, tell that to the elected leaders and others who oversee the New Jersey State Pension and Health Benefit Plans. The ledger sheet reveals that the underfunding is so excessive that they can't even afford the red ink now. My next guest joins us to share how deep this financial hole is, what has created it, and whether it can realistically be repaired. He's been covering this in great detail at watchdog.org. Good morning, Mark Lagerfist. How are you this morning?
I'm great, Chris.
And, of course, it's watchdog.org, but given the title of the website, hopefully you obviously knew that. So, Mark, just how bad is the situation regarding the pension and the health benefit plans for New Jersey?
I did an analysis of the state treasury's latest records, and right now the state pension system, which includes the health benefits for employees, the unfunded liabilities are now $194 billion. That's billion with a B. And at this rate, they'll exceed $200 billion by next year.
And knowing, not being a math major here, but knowing that the state operates on $33 billion a year just for required operating expenses, where can they possibly find an answer to this problem?
That's a really good question. There's been commissions studying this. There's very little political will to do much about this. Is because, I mean, nobody wants to raise taxes. Well, some people do, but the options are either to raise taxes to pay for it or to cut benefits to retirees and employees. And it's kind of between a rock and a hard place because nobody seems to have the political will to do either.
And as you wrote too, and a few other people have confirmed that, just to keep the benefits of the pension and health programs at their current level, never mind the growth or the expansion like most participants wish for every year for cost of living expenses, just the status quo would require a 29% hike in state income taxes or a sales tax increase to 10%. Neither one of those two ideas are realistically possible, short of maybe a Ray Lesniak might be a fan of that, but I can't think of anyone else at this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, they are between a rock and a hard place in terms of what to do. And, of course, this has been a problem that's been building up for decades because it was kind of almost like a Ponzi scheme where they kept on improving benefits to employees. You see a lot of double dipping in New Jersey, you know, public employees who are supposed to be retired and they start getting their pensions, then they come back on the payroll so they can collect again. And there's been abuses and weaknesses in the system for decades, and finally it's coming home to roost.
And if you continue with the depressing math of the matter, the teachers' pension fund, that depletion date is now, according to a state report, 2027. Primary fund that's covering state employees, 2024. The judicial pension fund, 2021, drop-dead date. So, this isn't, Mark, just a concern for the politicians in Trenton, or for anyone who is listening right now thinking, well, it's a state issue, doesn't affect me. There are counties and even individual communities that are going to fall under the knife on this thing and be obligated to pony up if and when a solution's ever put forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be the one thing that you can say is that the local governments have always been required to put in their share on time. But the state government is the one who's always kicked the can down the road. But on the other hand, the benefits are so generous compared to what's coming in is that the local governments have a significant burden too. At some point in time, somebody's going to have to find a solution. And, I mean, who knows? We might be in a situation years down, you know, not that many years down the road, where the state is already in a fiscal crisis. The question is do you even start thinking about bankruptcy?
So with Mark Lagerfist from Watchdog.org, he's been covering in great detail the state of affairs regarding the state pension and health plans. Again, Watchdog.org is where you can read his reporting, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. The rules of the, I mean, if you plug these rules for the state pension fund and the health care programs into the corporate world, there'd be some corporations getting sued for financial fraud, basically.
Yeah. Well, yes, I mean, the thing is the system would be a lot better when you take a look at what public employees get in New Jersey and compare that to the private sector. They're doing a lot better than the private sector. And part of one of the reform movements is, okay, why don't we take the benefits to public employees and make them more in line with what's going to the private sector. Of course, the public employees and the public employees' unions don't want that at all.
And, of course, remember when then-Governor John Corzine promised the unions that he was going to fight for them and at the same time try to serve the taxpayers for straightening out this mess. So that was a trick just waiting to fail.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, I guess if you want to get elected in New Jersey, for the most part, you better keep the public employee unions happy because they're such a powerful force.
All the unions are. Just look at the teachers' headquarters over on State Street in Trenton. I think it's more grand of a building than the State House is in some degrees. But if you look at, again, that you mentioned double and triple dippers, how you can get a full pension on part-time pay, you know, where do we sign up for that deal, Mark?
We see that going on quite a bit. I'm trying to think who some of our poster children have been. One is Senator Fred Madden, who gets a lucrative pension as a state police retiree. He's also the dean of a college's police academy, and he gets six figures for that. And he also gets his state salary as a legislature. So he's getting $250,000 a year right there.
Well, of course, you know, we rely on a governor to help straighten the ship and try to direct traffic some way. But when we have a governor that's out of the state, I think the longest stretch between his last appearance, most recent appearance for Christie, was a span of 51 days. And when the inevitable happens and he realizes he's not going to be president, most people say after the New Hampshire primary, he comes home. What use is he going to be? He's coming back home as damaged goods. How much of an influence can he hold over the Democratic-led legislature now?
Well, when he came in during his first term, he seemed to work fairly nicely with the Democrats, and they passed what they thought was a good pension reform that didn't turn out to be that good after all, because Christie reneged on his promises to pay certain amounts into the pension system. Now the Democrats say that they can't trust Christie anymore, and they don't even want to consider any other pension reforms on the basis that they don't trust Christie. And in a way, they're kind of like using Christie as an excuse not to do reforms.
If you look, too, as far as I know that the GOP leader in the state assembly has been calling for a special session regarding the pension fund. We saw that back in the Corzine era. That was much ado about nothing. The commission report, they have some ideas freezing the existing state and local pension plans, creating new retirement plans that will be for people who are going into the system versus one who are in the system. If you align the state and local public employee benefits with private sector coverage, as you mentioned, the report basically says status quo isn't going to help.
So, no, it's not. As a matter of fact, things will deteriorate quickly. They need to do some significant, drastic reforms, whether it's raising taxes, which nobody's going to like, or it's cutting benefits, which the unions aren't going to like. So somebody's going to have to make some very hard choices, or the taxpayers in New Jersey are going to be in a lot of trouble.
And the state already with 9 credit downgrades. We'll be looking at maybe a dozen before Christie's out of office, wrapping up time with Mark Lagerfist from the watchdog.org website, where he's been writing great detail about not just this, but many other elements of life and political life in New Jersey at watchdog.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I know that this has been floated for Social Security on a national level. Should maybe a means test for a pension fund or for health care benefits. Why? If someone's been making in a state job or even a county job a six-figure salary for a succession of years, why not allow them to be a good guy and say, you know what, it's not something I don't need, I won't pay into it any further, and I'm out of it, and let's hope and see how much that'll balance everything.
The way things are in New Jersey, I don't think you're going to see a huge line of employees or retirees who are willing to do that. I think the ultimate insult in the system is when we do see the double dippers and the triple dippers, and they know the consequences of raiding the pension system, but they do it anyway because they always felt, well, someday, some other year, it'll be somebody else's problem. Well, we're getting to the point in time where it's not going to be somebody else's problem, it's going to be our problem.
And unfortunately, not enough people willing to try to fight and find the answers or work together and create the answers. And again, as the state report says, Status quo is not the option right now. It's a roadmap to resolution report of the New Jersey Pension and Health Benefit Study Commission that came out back in February of 2015. And it's got the hard numbers that can't be denied. Try as many do, they are not. They cannot be denied. Neither can the imperiled future of benefits, which, let's be fair, some people legitimately are relying on for their future and for their retirement. Granted, there are a lot of people who game the system as well, and therein lies part of the problem. Keep on top of this story as it no doubt is further going to develop because the need certainly is there for something to happen with this. Watchdog.org is where Mark Lagerfitz does his work and does his investigation and presents the facts of the matter, which hopefully more and more people will agree that some sort of action needs to be taken regarding this issue. That's Watchdog.org. Mark Lagerfitz, thanks for being here this morning.
My pleasure, Chris.